these properties are getting much, much worse. And I really just wonder at what point they're really going to take this actually seriously. As I said in the letter the other day, is someone going to get hurt or worse before they actually act on this? You know, as I say, the woman I spoke to the other day that we've been writing about, she said, you know, there's winds forecast for this weekend again. I worry every night. I get into bed, I pull the blankets over my head and I pray to God that, you know, that the house is still here in the morning. And that is quite literally the reality of what people are living with. You know, and it's just not good enough to make the people live under those conditions. We're also very aware that people who have been devastated by the floods were equally, obviously, that's a devastating sort of incident. A lot of people who were affected by the floods are also people who have homes that are affected by defective blocks. So it's a double whammy. And that's what we wrote to the minister at the end of September. We left it for a month because of the sensitivities and obviously the, you know, emergency need to respond to the floods. We wrote at the end of September and just reminded them that a lot of people who are affected by the floods are also people who are on mica or defective blocks affected homes, and that the fact that they have no insurance is just not, it's just not good enough. I mean, we have consistently said to the department, we need you to investigate how we can resolve the issue of no insurance for homeowners. That is a big concern for homeowners, and is actually one of the key factors why people have come forward and told us that they don't want to register because they're terrified that they're going to lose their insurance on their homes. So we have reiterated that, and we reminded the minister that the issue of the floods has brought that to the fore again, that people are now in homes which are devastated by the floods and they can't claim their insurance because they have a mica affected home. It's just not good enough, and they just seem to be ignoring this issue.